I have chosen. Belief in God, morality in my youth, purity in my life. No one shall change me. But I'm a little different out here tonight. At this gathering, I represent other boys and girls throughout this diocese. I have chosen to become an active part of the Catholic Youth Council of the Diocese of Buffalo. I have chosen to show by my life an example to others. Well, I wonder if it ever dawned on you how far that example has gone. I'm here tonight from Washington to report to you. And Father Wolf must be awfully happy at this time. For you have taken the greatest thing a youth can do. You have shown the way up that aisle to the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist. 25 other dioceses in this country, there'll be more, are imitating the Diocese of Buffalo. You, in your communion crusade. Just think, some boy, some little girl tonight up in Hartford, because your fame has gone beyond the Diocese of Buffalo. We made it, Washington, to see what you do. Your example to others. I am awfully proud, just awfully proud, to belong to your diocese. What can your example do? May I show you? During the course of the last World War, there was a young man engaged in the warfare in Africa. A handsome young lieutenant, only 21 years of age, my dear friend, and he boasted to his pals around him that he was more than an atheist. For he not only believed in no God, he believed in nothing. And I often like to think that there were boys around him like that are out here tonight. Not by words so much, but by example, they tried to change him. And his group moved over into Sicily, and his buddies seemed to sense a change, but they weren't sure. Then came the call into Italy. And our handsome young lieutenant, my dear friends, took part in the invasion of Anzio Beachhead. That battle that has been termed by historians as the worst battle in the history of mankind. And it was well said that had Dante been present that night, he would have done a much better job on the inferno, for it was hell. It was hell in every sense of the word. On the first wave in, he was hit. He was killed. The next afternoon, his buddies found his body lying on the sands with the blue waters of the Mediterranean lapping up against his side. And even in death, he was handsome. They searched his tomb, and they found a poem. A poem, my dear girls and boys, that summed up
the dying thoughts of this young lieutenant. And if during the long days that lie ahead and the trying nights you have any doubt about whether you're right, if you have any doubt about what your influence is going to mean on others, just think of this youngster. Whisper a prayer. You'll never give up. With your permission, I give you the dying thoughts of our handsome young lieutenant.
Look, God, I have never spoken to you, but now I want to say, how do you do? You see, God, they told me you didn't exist. Like a fool, I believed all this. Last night, from a shell hole, I saw your sky, and I figured then they had told me a lie. Why had I taken time to see the things you made? I'd have known they weren't calling a spade a spade. I wonder, God, if you'd shake my hand. Somehow I feel you'd understand. Funny I had to come to this hellish place before I had time to see your face. Well, I guess there isn't much more to say, but I'm sure glad God I met you today. I guess the 0 hour will soon be here. I'm not afraid, since I know you're near. There's the signal. I've got to go. I like you lots. I want you to know. Look, this will be a horrible fight. Who knows? I may come to your house tonight. Though I wasn't friendly to you before, I wonder, God, if you'd wait at the door. Look, I'm crying. He's shedding tears. I wish I had known you these many years. I have to go now, God.